Bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the various features that are waiting for you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And, of course, you can take control of these airwaves, and you may do so and, do whatever you want, talk about whatever you want. Joining you here tonight, it is Ian.
And Allie.
All right. So, as usual, there's a bunch of stuff on the table from the news to discuss, including an unusual story, like really, really unusual. You don't hear about this very often. According to CNN... And I guess Orlando, Click Orlando, re-reporting this. There's a lady who married her husband, well, obviously, but she married a man who was her husband for a number of years. He died. And she found out later that was, in point of fact, her father.
Oh, my goodness. Were there kids?
Yes. And it does not indicate in this story as to whether or not the kids have birth defects or anything like that. But let me give you the story from CNN. It was a dark secret. The kind that destroys lives, devastates families, and decimates faith. Nobody shared it with Valerie Sproul while her husband was alive. For years after his death, she heard bits of the story. It was something about an absentee father, something about her husband. None of it made sense, she said. That's not until her uncle finally told her what no one else had, that she had unknowingly married the father she never knew.
Where did this happen?
You know what? I don't know right off the top of my head. It may reveal that information here. Doylestown, wherever that is. No, it's still not real clear. Doylestown, Ohio.
Okay.
It's devastating, she says. It can destroy you. It almost did. Sproul, 60, of Doylestown, went public with her story this month, first published in the Akron Beacon Journal with the hopes that would keep others facing what seemed like insurmountable problems. It was a story that has gone viral, attracting attention as far away as Australia and India, where the questions are always the same, she says. How could that happen? It's a question that Sproul says she's been grappling with since she first learned the truth in 2004, 6 years after her husband, Percy, died. She says, I don't know if he ever knew or not. That conversation didn't come up. I think if he did know, there's no way he could have told me. She confirmed her husband was indeed her father through a DNA test after his death taken from one of his brushes. The aftermath of the secret was devastating emotionally and physically. Sproul suffered 2 strokes and was diagnosed with diabetes. She says all of that was brought on, she believes, by learning the family secret.
They do say that women tend to, don't they say things like it's been proven that women will sort of look for men that are similar to their fathers?
Like their father.
Is that real, or is they just say that?
There seems to be something to it. I don't know if it's true for all women. I think it, you know, maybe it's, that's a good question. Is that something, I think that's, it may also be true for men as well. Like, you know, maybe they're looking for somebody like their mother.
Yeah, I think that could be possible.
So it's like it's a weird discussion to have, right? But the thing that's strange about this is that, okay, I get it, like, incest, dangerous as far as reproduction is concerned. There's that possibility that, I don't know how the genes work exactly, but generally if there's incest going on, there's a chance that something's going to get screwed up, a better chance that something's going to be screwed up about your baby.
But wouldn't you be repelled by, I mean, isn't sexual attraction sort of supposed to be a sign that you and another person are
compatible,
mm-hmm. at least as far
you make good babies,
yeah, that kind of idea. So how could one be attracted to their father if that's not really genetically good for a child?
Well, that's a good question, and I can't say I'm an expert on the genetic side of this particular issue. I imagine that there are some people out there who have extensively studied this to whatever extent you can, however many children are out there from these sorts of relationships. I don't imagine there are too many of them, so whatever the sample size is on the study probably is fairly limited. But it's just kind of one of those things that people know about incest, is that it's not good for the kids. But, you know, if
it's not good for the mom either in that situation, that's a little strange.
Well, she doesn't mention here whether or not they had a good marriage. or if she was attracted to him. I mean, presumably she was attracted to him. And, you know, obviously she stayed with him until he died. So,
but maybe if your dad's... Okay, so what if her father knew the whole time? And imagine right. the type of character that would knowingly marry his daughter, and what
very
kind of daughter
unusual.
A man like that would produce. I guess if he wasn't around
well,
for
he
her.
Well, he wasn't around.
So that, I guess, yeah.
So she didn't know him.
But what kind of woman would that man breed with?
That's a good question.
I'm just saying sometimes these situations are, you know, you want to think about it like as if it was you. But I think that each person's circumstances are specific to that situation. And sometimes, I just think sometimes these weird things happen because I think birds of a feather or something like that.
This woman was devastated by this news coming out, and she says it was what created her health problems. She may be right. I mean, certainly if you're stressing yourself out over something, it's very likely to cause some sort of issue, you know, something manifest as a physical problem. But apparently it was her uncle who clued her in to the truth. So I guess he knew this whole time, and he didn't tell her. I don't think he should have.
It is kind of weird. It's one of those things you might not want to know.
Right. I mean, look, let's presume they had a good relationship. Because, again, she stayed with him till he died. That's probably an indicator that it was an okay relationship, right? Unless it was abusive and she stayed with him because she was being abused and didn't want to leave, one of those situations. But let's just presume, for the sake of discussion, that it was a happy relationship that got along well. And all of a sudden she discovers from this uncle that it was her dad all along. She's completely devastated by it. And as creepy as that might seem, up until that point, she had a good relationship.
Where was the uncle when they were deciding to get married, or when he saw them mm-hmm. together? Was it just too late at that point? The deed had been done? They
well,
had a baby?
Well, who knows how long the uncle had known. So we don't know all
I would be asking
details.
These questions if I was this woman.
We'll come back with more on this story, because there is more to it. But first, let's go to the Pizza Hut guy. He's on the line in North Dakota. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Pizza Hut guy. Going once.
Yes, hello.
You are on the radio. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Well, just a quick primer on genetics for you guys. The reason you don't want to have sex with your parents. You are walking around with all sorts of recessive genes. If you have blonde hair or blue eyes, you know, those are all super recessive. But because your parents both probably had either blonde hair or blue eyes or the genes for it, you ended up with that. Well, there's all sorts of extremely devastating, dangerous recessive genes that you carry. And if your parents have them, if you have sex with your parents and produce a child, it's likely that those recessive genes will accumulate in a retarded or physically defective child.
I see. Well, thank you for clearing that up. Now, that doesn't go further than what, like second cousin or first cousin or something like that, Jeff? From what I've read, that
it's an issue of likelihood, right? Mm-hmm. So the closer to your own gene pool you are, the more likely it is that they share recessive, but it doesn't necessarily have to be so, right? You can meet somebody who's, you know, a completely different race than you, and if you both have the same recessive gene that creates mental retardation, you end up with retard.
I see.
Like, in general, like, multiracial babies are usually the most healthy, and, I mean, there's a reason to,
right.
You know.
Yeah, well, like, dogs, mutts are better health than the bred dogs as well. Same thing.
Yep, usually, yeah. And as far as, like, wouldn't you naturally not be attracted to your own mother or father? You know, not necessarily so. Complex things in your body that you come with naturally pre-programmed, there's a cost to that. It requires a lot of information to be written and written perfectly. So when you think of things as an evolution, you know, the more complex something is, the more it costs, mm-hmm. right? And so it's harder to keep up, harder to do, so you have to get a great benefit for that. So while there may be a pretty good benefit to, you know, don't have sex with someone who's your mother, you know, it's better just to learn who your mother is, because that's something that can be done afterwards. Whereas, like, programming "this is my mother" into you, like, knowing it somehow intuitively without having grown up with your mother or father, you know, that's next to impossible.
Pizza Hut guy, I know you called in for a different reason, so if you want to get to your other topic, stand by. We can come back with you here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. Plus, more on the woman's story. She discovers after her husband dies that he, all along, was her father. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Attention all women with a muffin top. Research from the Mayo Clinic proves that people who carry fat in their midsection have a higher risk of health problems, such as heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, and even cancer. If this is you, we have good news. Because women who need to lose 30 pounds or more instantly qualify for a free trial of Sensa, a clinically proven way for women to lose weight all over. To experience the most dramatic weight loss results, you must be a female over the age of 25 and need to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-953-4836 now and request your free 30-day trial. In a 6-month clinical study, one of the largest weight loss studies ever conducted, participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa. And if you're a woman, now you can too. Call and instantly qualify for your free trial of Sensa. 1-800-953-4836. Strict limit of one free trial per household. 1-800-953-4836. That's 1-800-953-4836.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Here tonight is Ian.
And Allie.
And you can, by the way, get more of Allie over on her website, ladiesinkeen.com. That's K-E-E-N-E, Keen, ladiesinkeen.com. Big change for the ladies coming up this weekend. You will be moving your showtime, your live showtime, to Saturday nights.
Yes, I'm very excited.
And, of course, people can still hear you over at lrn.fm during your live show, and they can listen via your podcast at ladiesinkeen.com if they need to listen later.
They sure can.
Let's go back to the Pizza Hut guy. He's on the line in North Dakota and giving us a lot of information. And, you know, you,
You sound like you should be working in a science lab rather than delivering pizzas. You know a lot about recessive genes.
I am a super genius.
Apparently
just
so.
Like Mark, only better. That's why when I come up to New Hampshire, I'm going to give them some real competition.
But all right.
Excellent, excellent.
First, I got to get out of my cat house. So
what else were you calling about tonight?
Yeah, well, you guys were talking about suicide two nights ago. I was listening to it. I was listening to you guys while I deliver. And you were talking about how you can't understand how people see suicide as a selfish act. And I just kind of wanted to relate the story. My best cousin, who I grew up with, you know, he and I, just super, super close. He's the best friend, you know, I've ever had in the world. His brother recently committed suicide. And, you know, I didn't really know his brother so much. But when I think about my cousin and how much I love my cousin and that he's hurting because he doesn't get to walk away from that suicide, right? His little brother who committed suicide, he's dead, it's gone, it's over. But my best cousin, he has to live with that. He has to wake up every day and go, oh, yeah, my little brother's gone. He has to go to bed and lay awake and go, yeah, my little brother's gone. You know, and he has to live with that. When I think about that and how much it hurts him, it makes me so angry that he would do something so stupid and so inconsiderate to the thoughts of others for a permanent solution to a temporary problem.
Yeah, I think a lot of people who are who commit suicide when they do so, I think they're not in a fully realized state, and they don't they have to block out how it will affect others because they, for whatever reason, have convinced themselves that this is the only way for them. I can see in some situations where people are suffering where it could be, you know, the most sensible thing to do. But if you're just doing it because you're so overcome by your circumstances that you feel like it'll never change and you're acting on that and taking your life and giving up your one shot at life, then I think it's... yeah, it really does hurt others around you more than one may realize.
What was the alleged reason, do you know, for the suicide?
My brother, who was actually really close with him, see, it was always me and the cousin, and then my little brother and my cousin's little brother were always close, right? And so my brother was actually with him the night before. They had been drinking. I guess he had broken up with his girlfriend. I don't know, but there was no note. There was no nothing, and it just seemed so... sudden, you know, he was just drunk and going home, and, you know, I can just picture him laying there in bed, drunk, like, being all melodramatic, holding the gun to his head, and then just going off, right, is how I play it in my head, you know, but no matter what it was, I mean, just how much my best cousin is hurting and continues to hurt, and just the change...
Well, did you say that we had said last night that it wasn't selfish?
I haven't listened to the whole podcast.
Because if I said that, then I miscommunicated. I mean, it's clearly a selfish act. I mean, you're doing suicide for your reasons, not anyone else's.
But I think it should also be noted that, you know, because selfish, you know, I am Ayn Rand acolyte. I at least converted to liking the word selfish and selfishness. It's inconsiderate. I mean, really, it's such a final and terrible thing. You are inflicting a huge burden on others, but you know, if nothing else, clean up your body.
Yeah,
you know?
That's what I was going to say. If you're going to commit suicide, at least, you know, it'd be nice if it were legal. That way, people could you know, take a nice pill or something like that, and have everything kind of planned out in advance for how their body's going to be handled, rather than somebody having to come home and find their loved one with their
drama.
I'm sorry. What again?
Suicide
was
like in Futurama.
Ah, okay. Yeah, well, whatever. You know, if it were legal, then the market would come up with safe, clean options that would not leave... he just dropped off the line. Thanks for the call. Would not leave a mess for whoever it is that's left. Because, you know, it's bad enough having to lose your loved one. It's worse if you come home all of a sudden to find they're hanging from, you know... some hook in the ceiling,
right.
Or that they have splattered their brains all over a room. You know, that could add to the trauma. It will add to the trauma. And again, it's difficult enough to come to terms with the idea that a loved one is going to exit this life sooner than you expected. But at least if it were legal, then people, I guess some people would still keep it concealed that they were going to kill themselves, but there would maybe be more of an indicator in some cases in that, you know, somebody who was being considerate of others wouldn't want to, you know, use a gun. They'd want to acquire some sort of simple means that would end their life without a big mess for right. people to clean up.
You know, a close friend of mine was sort of talking about how a lot of people, famous people, who go out and kill themselves, commit suicide at some point and die at a young age. I think, like, there's this common age of, is it 37 or 27 or something, where a lot of, like, rock stars and famous people have killed themselves, mm-hmm. and that a lot of these people are exalted by fans even still, and how it's kind of strange to look up to someone who eventually committed suicide, because if you're committing suicide, then that is the epitome of failing at life. If you end up taking it and deciding that you're choosing that it's not worth acting anymore, that yeah. you'd rather just, you'd prefer death over life, I mean, that is failure.
It's a serious choice, big time. 855-450-FREE, SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. On the other hand, you know, if it's something like you lost your girlfriend, versus you've got some sort of horrible life-threatening disease that is wasting away your body, then at that point, I don't care how it affects you. You know, if my life is so miserable, like that guy in the UK who starved himself to death because he couldn't get the High Court to approve him to have a doctor-assisted suicide, if life was, as he described it, a living nightmare for you every single day, hey, you know what? I appreciate that you guys like me, but I'm out of here. And in that case, the thoughts of others, there's a certain point at which the thoughts of others about what you are, you know, whether you leave or not is irrelevant. If you, you know, you might want to, you know, leave them a nice goodbye note or something like that, or, you know, give them the chance to say goodbye. That's always nice. But if it's a life-threatening situation or a very sick kind of situation where someone is suffering, then, you know, I don't think it even comes into play what other people are going to think about it, because it's your body, it's your life, mm-hmm. and you're hurting. At that point, it makes sense. And it's a shame that people can't do this legally.
I think that the people around you that would love to help someone who was that desperate, knowing that their loved one never gave them the opportunity, that's what hurts so much.
I see what you're saying. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. So we've covered incest and suicide. These are fun topics. You can take control. Bring up whatever you want. Free Talk Live.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a one-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food, starting at just $695 for 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, you can bring up whatever you want here. Toll free numbers 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, and you can join us on our website. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy various features such as the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of the program. If you are a lady listener, you can get details on how to become part of the Shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. Want to tell you about the Bitcoin. In case you don't know, right now, price over $12, $12 per Bitcoin. This thing is an amazing concept. It is not a currency like you've ever seen. In fact, you can't hold them in your hand. They're completely digital. Someone's come up with a physical Bitcoin.
You can hold them in your hand. I have some.
It's not really the actual Bitcoin. The information's online. So the physical Bitcoin is just the key that you need to get the Bitcoins online. It's fascinating. It's a completely distributed system. It's decentralized, so there's no corporation or government that's out there issuing these bitcoins. It's just basically an open source software project that has created something that's incredibly valuable. I mean, it has gone from pennies per bitcoin to over it's been as high as $30-something, currently right now 12 plus, and I picked some up at $10 a piece probably less than a month ago.
Nice.
So they've already gone up 25%. And you can get some for yourself. You can go to bitinstant.com. Look, Bitcoins, you can't counterfeit them. They can't be inflated. It's impossible mathematically for anybody to block you from sending or receiving payments with Bitcoin. There's nobody at Bitcoin who is filling out paperwork for the IRS. Mm-hmm. This is a completely outside of the governmental financial system currency.
And lots of people are trading with them currently. You can, if you have bitcoins, you can get goods with them.
Right. You were just eating some stateless sweets a moment ago. You can
buy those bought with bitcoins?
You can buy them with bitcoins at nice. statelesssweets.com. So there's other places as well, gambling websites, the Silk Road, and there's all kinds of interesting things that you can do with a bitcoin. And you can get them over at bitinstant.com. You can get them with cash at bitinstant.com at over 700,000 locations in the U.S., Russia, and Brazil. And they're expanding to other marketplaces as well. So it's an exciting time. You don't want to get left behind on this. Bitinstant.com. Get your Bitcoins. So
We've got a crazy story coming up, Allie, that you're going to share in a little bit, but I want to get back to the incest piece here, because it's just bizarre. You just don't hear stories like this every day. In fact, hardly ever do you hear a story like this. A woman who is now 60 years old has gone public with her story about how it turned out that her husband was actually her father. And she didn't know him when she was growing up. We'll get a little bit more of their story here. The story has gone viral. And she says that after she found out the truth from her uncle, who apparently decided to tell her 6 years after her husband died, that she really had a difficult time. She said it was devastating emotionally and spiritually. Emotionally and physically, she says. She suffered two strokes and was diagnosed with diabetes, which she
really
believes was brought on by learning the family secret.
I don't know I don't know what that would be like, so I can't really relate, but it sounds like she's dwelling on this so much. Like you said, if they had a good relationship, and then she finds out something else in hindsight,
yeah,
and it makes it seem weird. Well, I can see how that can kind of mess with the experience and make you feel like you've been deceived, but I think that
she might not have even been deceived. He may not have known either.
Yeah, it's possible that he might not have known. If she doesn't know if he was aware, then it's something that you just have to accept and move on.
That's how I feel about it. Let's continue with her story. She says she's got a deep, abiding faith in God, who she believes has guided her through the experience and others that have shaped her life. Well, if God guided her through the experience, then didn't God put her through the experience in the first place?
Maybe. I guess that would have to follow, logically.
She said, you have to have faith. If God brought me this far, he's not going to leave me now. And if that's what God's intention was for you, why freak out about it? I mean, if you're that religious, if you are that faithful, then why would you freak out about it? Look, this
unless Satan was tempting you to marry your father.
But didn't God have Adam and Eve? I mean, wasn't there like a lot of incest by the Bible story? Like, if you look at the
Bible's
story,
pretty incestuous. As far as I remember.
There's the story of Lot and his daughters as well, where God instructed them to have sex with their father. So apparently God thinks that that's just fine.
God thinks that children are basically expendable to their parents. You know, if someone's coming after you, you can offer your daughters as collateral or whatever. You
know. When was that?
I need to look it up.
You did go. You were a church girl, right, when you were growing up?
Yes.
When did you get out of that church set?
I think when I was like 13.
Oh, really?
I'll say. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't come out of the closet as an atheist until I was 16. What did your parents think of that?
Oh, it wasn't a big deal. My parents weren't
very
religious.
Religious.
I was like, you know, I went kind of on a path down to a religious town.
So you were more religious than your parents.
Yeah.
I see.
I was on a little bit of a high horse, and then I got knocked off hard and became an atheist.
How did you get knocked off the high horse?
It was when I realized I'd been duped, basically. I was learning.
I was figuring that out at 13, too. I just didn't come out of the closet until later.
Well, we were learning about the other religions, and it didn't sit right with me. And I had a lot of respect for
that?
Buddhists. Well, I knew a little bit about the Buddhists, which I really liked their religion, mm-hmm. In school. And although that it wasn't really characterized well in school either, but I just kind of I could see where, you know, they have to quote some parts of what the tenets of the faith are. Mm-hmm. So I liked that. And then when we learned about it in Sunday school, it was like always comparing it to how it doesn't align with our beliefs and why they're wrong because of that.
Hmm.
And I just realized that that's really a one-sided way to look at things.
So this was like a Bible school that you were going to?
Just church, Sunday school.
Sunday school, gotcha. So you kind of came... Oh, that's interesting. So they basically planted the seeds for you to leave their religion.
They basically, allowed me the way out, and I just couldn't stand it. I remember the book specifically that we were looking in that explained why the other religions are wrong. And by the time we were done with the book, I think I burned it or like threw it away or ripped
awesome.
The pages. I was mad because I felt like I'd been deceived, to think in a one-sided way about things when there are lots of people who believe stuff that's equally stupid, but no more stupid than what we believed.
It was her second marriage, this lady who married her own married her own father. Sproul was a nice man, a good provider. He was, there you go. So, he wasn't beating her. You know, so what's, I get it that, like, this is weird, it's unusual, but it's certainly possible neither of them knew about it. She didn't know about it, but it's also possible he didn't know
either.
What
was the age difference there, I wonder?
Well, I mean, it's got to be at least 15. I think it says later in the story that he was 15 when he had sex with her mother.
Okay.
So
that makes it a little less weird for some reason, I guess, because it makes it more possible that he didn't know about it. Maybe, the mother never said anything or never tried to track down the father, and maybe it's just a complete coincidence.
I had misinformation. Apparently she has 3 children, but they're from her previous marriage.
Oh.
So she may not have had children with her dad. She says, "We had a good life." She initially struggled with anger, hating him for what happened, but therapy taught her that what happened wasn't her fault, and her faith taught her to forgive. Initial response to her story has been mixed. She says more positive than negative. In recent days, she's been in contact with a couple who found out after they were married that they were brother and sister. They told her, she said, that her story is helping them deal with their own experience. They're trying to be friends now, she said. Now, this is even more interesting, this other story about the brother and sister, because they're both still around, right? Like, in this case,
right.
With a woman, her husband died. Now she's kind of coping with this after the fact.
He got out before even being confronted. He never had to deal with it. So who's the lucky one here?
And now you've got this brother and sister who, after the fact of getting married, discover they're actually brother and sister. So they didn't realize it before. But, again, is it weird for me to ask, well, if you love this person enough to marry them, why would you want to just be friends afterwards?
Because it's weird.
Because it's weird,
I get
that, but does it? I thought love was supposed to mean something, and marriage was supposed to be really important.
If I accidentally, don't want to marry my brother, I would go to therapy after it.
All right, more coming up. Hold that thought. 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts are welcome.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-517-6933.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-517-6933. That's 1-800-517-6933.
Wild rocker Russ Ames unleashes his brand new album, Rock Dog Revolution. 14 mega tracks from the sharp edge blade. To the toughest nails, new world.
New world where we are. Love for all and all of me, baby.
Rock Dog Revolution also includes a cover of Fleetwood Mac's Dreams. Revolution by Russ Ames. Out now on iTunes. CDs available from CDBaby.com. It's time to set your dog free and get your copy now.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see 3 great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. the original Grover Rocket Stove Minimal Wood Use Cooking Stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features on the site. They are all free for you. And in fact, if you would like to support the show, you can do that by shopping with us. All you have to do is go to shop.freetalklive.com, and that's where you will find different links to Amazon. We've got UK Amazon, Canada Amazon, and the US Amazon. You just click into the right Amazon for you, get your shopping taken care of, get the stuff you're looking for. They probably are selling what you want, and they're probably selling it at a better deal than the box stores in town. So go to shop.freetalklive.com, get the stuff you're looking for life, and help Free Talk Live at the same time. It's the same great Amazon with the same prices, same free Super Saver shipping deals. All of it's the same. You're just entering through our portal, so they know that we sent them the business, and therefore they cut us a portion of the total. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. I have to, you know, look, this is a disturbing question for people to consider, but I really want to know. If it turned out that, and let's go with the brother and sister one, just because that one's happening now. Like, a brother and sister have found out that they're brother and sister after having married one another. So they didn't know prior to getting married. They met each other, found each other in life as adults, and, you know, presumably they didn't know each other when they were growing up. But they found each other in
life. They weren't twins.
I don't think so.
Okay. No.
I don't have details on the brother and sister story. The story that we've got is the one about a woman who found out after her husband died that he was, in point of fact, her father. But similarly, there's another story they reference here about a couple who found out after being married that they were actually, in point of fact, brother and sister. And it says here that they're trying to be friends now, according to somebody who is connected with them. And it just, you know, I have to wonder, if it turned out that the person you love the most, that's the person you marry, right? Because that's what marriage is all about. And, you know, it's about keeping that relationship together for forever until death do us part and all of that. So if the person that you love the most turns out to be a blood relative, someone as close as your sibling, what do you do?
I don't know. I feel like there's something weird about it, though. I don't.
Well,
think
of course, there's something weird about it.
I mean,
it.
Obviously, there's something. It's something. It's not. I don't think it's just societal taboo. I think it's like, honestly, maybe it shouldn't happen. And I think that I expect in the future that people are going to be better at finding out who they're related to.
Who's
going to
test their partner before they get married to find out if they're related to them? People think about that? You know,
that's something that's going to be.
Allie, I really want to spend the rest of my life with you, but I want to make sure you're not my sister first. Let's go have a DNA test done. How weird is that?
Well, a lot of
talk
people.
About killing the moment.
What about like sperm donors? What if? How do you know that your parents? You're the product of your parents. What if your dad is infertile and your mom went to a sperm donor?
What if?
And your dad's not your dad. You know, people don't necessarily know these things unless they talk about them. I don't know why people keep secrets
and who cares?
Like that. Why not? Why wouldn't you want to know who you're related to?
I don't care, personally. It doesn't matter to me. I don't care if it was my dad or somebody else who impregnated my mother. It's irrelevant. I'm here now. I'm living the life I'm living now. What's important is now, not what happened back then.
There was an interesting thing I was watching on TV about a sperm donor who, I guess, kind of does it privately, and he's donated to, like, 80 women, and he keeps records of everyone and who they're related to avoid incest.
Oh, wow.
So that people, you know, family members don't accidentally end up together because there's so many of them.
Let's go to Rob listening in Tampa. You can bring up whatever you want, by the way, but I was just curious to what people think about that question. What would you do if you found out that the person you love the most, oh, whoops, that's your sibling. Go ahead, Rob. What's on your mind tonight? Oh, actually, I should probably press the button. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live. My bad. Go ahead.
Okay. Allie, you were talking about your experiences with Sunday school and religion and, quote, being knocked off your high horse.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually kind of what happened to me. While you were saying it, I was like, wow, that's what kind of happened to me. I grew up in a pretty conservative Mexican family. My dad's Mexican, and, you know, he's Catholic, and he wanted all his kids to be. So when we were all little, he threw us into Sunday school, and we were taught the Bible and all that jazz. And while I was there, I kind of noticed that stuff didn't make sense to me in the Bible. Just some of the stories just sounded really just so weird. And
but you're supposed to believe it actually happened, that it's all completely true, and every part, every word of the Bible is the absolute truth. In fact, there is no greater truth than the Bible.
Oh, yeah, okay. Anyway, I had noticed that stuff wasn't, I mean, some of the stories, I mean, the stories are just nuts. Anyway, I had asked my Sunday school teacher, who's supposed to be, you know, this woman of God who teaches the Bible, the infallible word of God, to young kids to pass mm-hmm. it on. I asked a lady about a story, and she couldn't come up with it. I asked her, how do you know that this is real? She said, don't question, just believe.
It's faith.
Yeah, faith. You're supposed to have faith to believe. Faith doesn't require questions. It just requires believing that it's real.
Right. Unthinking belief. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. And what happened was, from that day, I pretty much kind of started piecing stuff together. And I finished my Sunday school because my parents made me because I was 7. And I stood in front of that church and got my first communion, and I kind of lied to everybody there. My whole family was there. I just lied on that one. I don't believe anything in it. It just doesn't make sense to me. I mean, it says that a 70-year-old man built a boat and got 2 of every animal on it. I don't know any 70-year-old that can do that.
What is First Communion?
It's a tradition in it's one of the sacraments in Catholicism that all my cousins. It's what I was told. I mm-hmm. honestly don't know what it means. I just know it's one of the sacraments.
But they're asking you questions during it. You said you lied. So were they? Communion?
You know, you go up there and they, you know, they say, do you accept God as this as your savior and all this nonsense? And I just said yeah, because I don't want to make a scene in front of a whole church of
you
my
wanted your family to be to be happy too, right?
Yeah, and it made my dad extremely happy.
Mm-hmm.
And here it is. I'm, you know, 16 years later, 23, and every time I hear a story from the Bible, I just kind of want to laugh because I just don't believe it.
Did your dad ever find out the truth about you?
No, he knows I don't go to church, and I mean, even when I was a teenager, he would say, "Do you want to go to church?" And I'd say mm-hmm. no, or sometimes I'd say yeah, just to make him happy, but I'd kind of sleep through the whole thing anyway.
So he's still around. He doesn't know. What would happen if he found out?
I don't know. He's kind of become real laid back in his old age. He's almost 60.
Good.
I think he'd actually be okay with it because none of my brothers and I have 6 brothers and sisters, and none of us practice at all.
I wish this was one of those radio shows we could, like, call up the person we're talking about, like, call your dad. Let him know
terrible.
On the radio.
I would not want to be a part of that.
No, my dad might say some things that might get me kicked off the air, though.
Yeah.
But,
fiery Catholic.
Yeah. He's not one of those that pushes his religion on other people. It's just in the Mexican
right.
culture, it's just, you know, you're
it's
Catholic.
Important.
You make your kids Catholic. It's just how it is. It's just...
Yep.
I'm the only one that I, out of the 7 of us that I know, that have questioned it and found my own way, not according to what these people taught me. And when you're trying to teach a kid about something and they're asking questions, you shouldn't say, just shut up and believe it.
Oh, absolutely. And that's a great way to get that young person to fall away from whatever religion that you were attempting to inculcate them with is, you know, don't answer their questions and just tell them to take it on faith. Eventually, when they start thinking for themselves, they're going to realize that's just not good enough. And for me, that was it's kind of similar to my story. I just started asking questions to which I was not getting satisfactory responses from, you know, Sunday school teacher or pastor or people at the summer camp. I was not getting those questions answered effectively. And so I just started asking more of them and eventually, you know, learned about atheism and went that direction. I'm not an atheist anymore, but I was for a decade. And Rob, I appreciate you sharing that story. Real quick, I'm just going to hit you with the question of the hour here. If you found out that the person you love the most in the whole world turned out to be your sibling, you had already married this person, what would you do?
I have no idea. I could not tell you. I've never been in any situation like that in any capacity. I have no idea. But I love the conversation you guys are talking about. It's entertaining and it's very thought provoking.
It can happen.
I appreciate it, Rob. Apparently, it can happen. Thank you for the call tonight. It did happen.
I wonder how common it is.
Not very. How could it be?
Is it common enough that it has some meaning, or is it just it's a freak accident and just what should be done about it?
I don't know if I understand your question.
My question is are people ending up being drawn to, I mean, there's a sea of people out there that are all potentials, and to end up with the person that you should probably be with, you know,
the least,
is there meaning behind that, or is it just a weird coincidence?
No, 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts are certainly welcome. 1-855-450-3733. I think if you break up with that person right after finding that news out, you probably didn't love them in the first place. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey, everyone. I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey, Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. GibsonsHealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, GibsonsHealth.com is pleased to offer AIM Ready Beets Pure Juice Powder. Beet juice has long been known as a blood purifier and builder of red blood cells. The American Heart Association says 1 in 3 adults has high blood pressure and hypertension. Researchers found that a daily glass of beet juice beats high blood pressure. And not only that, just a teaspoon or two a day of Ready Beets powder increase stamina by 16%. Certainly, drinking beet juice daily is a better solution than most meds with their side effects. Order your fresh, convenient form juice powder of this amazing vegetable called Ready Beets from GibsonsHealth.com. To buy at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844 or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Gibson's Healthful Living. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.